Russia is again under fire for its sportsmanship, or rather its apparent lack of sportsmanship. World Anti-Doping Agency investigators found positive drug tests were deleted and that data from a Moscow lab was incomplete. The agency is now recommending that Russia be banned from hosting major sporting events for the next 4 years and that the Russian flag cannot be flown at any major sporting events during that time. That would mean saying goodbye to the Tokyo Summer Olympics next year. I asked Russian-American sports writer Slava Malamud what he thinks about this.
I just scanned some of the Russian sports media, and one of the headlines struck me. It's actually the newspaper I used to work for, Sport Express, and their headline is, "We should have gotten better hackers." I mean, the idea, and this has always been the case, the idea is that it's not bad to cheat as long as you don't get caught. And if you do get caught, you need to do all in your power, all that's in your power in order to lessen the punishment or in order to make sure you still get away with it. Thing is, sports in Russia is never just sports. Russians don't really care that much about sports per se. They care about gold medals, in as much as gold medals bring quote-unquote glory to the motherland. This is what sports has always been about, international sports at least. It's always been about state propaganda. It's always been about prestige of the country and of the ruling regime. And there's no motivation for Vladimir Putin or for anyone else who is in power to play by the rules, because the payoff is for gold medals is an enormous propaganda value, whereas playing by the rules means you will invariably lose to countries with a better economy. And
but that attitude that you quoted from that newspaper, that's just crazy. You address cheating with more cheating. I mean,
yeah.
Are you saying Russians, at least in the political sphere, are predisposed to cheating?
In the sports sphere, absolutely. Because sports is a part of foreign policy, and it's the ends justify the means. And the basic argument they're making is, well, this is the fault of the hackers who could not clean up their tracks very well, so why should our athletes suffer? I mean, the question is, why did the hackers have to alter the documents in the first place? Well, that never arises because, again, and there's underlying justifications. They'll go and say, hey, you know, everybody cheats. We're just the ones who people key on because we are Russia and everybody wants to get rid of us because they hate us. But again, these are the excuses they make. But the actual position is, it doesn't matter how we win as long as we win.
So a final decision will be made by WADA on December 9th. I mean, we know doping in sports has been a problem in Russia for years. This has got to be a huge blow for Russian athletes who do play by the rules, don't you think?
Yes, it is. But the fact is, I mean, they're part of a system. Unfortunately, sports in Russia, there are some athletes who exist outside of the system, and they're the ones who actually do get to compete. But the great majority, they have to be part of that system, of the state-run system. And you know, when you dance with the devil type of situation, because they all know that the system doesn't really value them, and it doesn't value the rules and doesn't value the norms. And a lot of them don't have any choice. They have to be a part of it in order to compete. Some do, but I mean, this is a situation that's probably not going to change unless the government in Russia changes and changes for the better, which of course has not really been historically the case. I mean, everything is tied up in that. I mean, when sports is part of government and is part of the state-run propaganda and it has its own goals in mind, you kind of have to suffer the consequences of whatever actions that the government takes. If you compare Russia to the United States, Americans love sports while Russians love gold medals. Mm. And that's the biggest difference to me.
Slava Malamud, a Russian-American sports writer, thank you very much.
Thank you.